Let's dig a little deeper into some of the issues Alana's report had brought up and think more about the public role of cancer survivors. They are the living, breathing evidence of progress, right? They give hope, they raise money, they walk, they run, they wear ribbons and special t-shirts, they have bumper stickers, and their message is, you can beat this. There are about 13 million of them in the U.S., and the number is growing thanks to earlier detection and better treatment. But there's another story that's not so visible. Once you've had one cancer, the chance that you'll have another is higher. And even though your hair grows back, the scars of treatment remain. New Jersey mom Anne-Marie Wiesen has had cancer 3 times. Years later, she's still dealing with the late effects of treatment, but she doesn't want any of this to define her. And she'd prefer that you do not call her a survivor.
Survivor is not a word that I typically used to describe myself. I never felt the need to have a support group outside of my family. I've never worn pink, maybe because I would think it would draw attention to the fact that I did have the breast cancer. My Hodgkin's disease started when I was 15. In my late 20s, I had the thyroid cancer. My breast cancer was at 41, and my heart surgery was 51.
35 years ago, when she got her first dose of radiation, they had just started an oncology department in the Atlantic City Hospital. My name is Anna Pappas, and I'm Anne Marie's mother and caregiver.
She had radiation in 2 series. The first one was from below her nose down to her stomach, her lungs, her heart, her thyroid, her mouth, her jaw. Her teeth were also affected. Her ovaries were affected. Her uterus is affected.
I have an 18-year-old daughter who is my miracle child because they never expected me to have any children. And I did have extensive fertility treatments that did not work. And then she literally did come out of the blue. Every part of my body has been affected in some way. I mean, I see it in the mirror every day. My body, if you look at it, well, I don't know how you want to word this. It's like a filleted fish. You know, I have a multitude of heavy scars. I'm cut from here to here, from here to here. Right after I had my breast cancer surgery, a year later, turned out I needed a pacemaker. 10 years later, I was short of breath. I was getting a little lightheaded, a little dizzy.
Let's see what happened after that.
Eventually, I would need replacement valves.
Chest radiation, that can affect any part of the heart, the arteries, the muscle, the valves. Yeah, so I'm Joe Carver. I'm a cardio-oncologist at the University of Pennsylvania. I only see cancer patients. And out. And in. And out. And in. Anything new since I saw you or talked to you last?
No.
And you're taking all your medicines?
I take all my medicine.
Okay. Come lie back. And actually, lie on your left side. Come, lie on your left side. And we'll see if we can get a picture. That bright spot there is her mitral valve. On the screen, you can actually see the valve opening and closing. The squeeze is good. It's a mechanical valve, and I would bet that if you put that microphone close to on her chest wall, you might be able to actually hear the sounds if the room was quiet. In the true sense of the word survivor, she is the last person on the island. And she's had, I would say, almost every complication that you can have from being treated for lymphoma.
I just keep on going. Someone will come up to me that I haven't seen and they'll say, oh, how are you feeling? And I have to stop and think like, oh my God, how do I feel? What happened? You know, but it's just they've heard something from my past and I don't really want to get into it. So I just say, oh, I'm fine. How are you doing? And I kind of just put it back on them. It doesn't diminish how anybody else handles their situation. If they want to talk about it constantly, maybe that makes them feel better. For me, that just doesn't work. That's not my way. I don't think of myself every day as a cancer survivor. No, not at all. I would never say I'm Anne-Marie Wiesen and I've had multiple cancers. No.
Tanya English produced this piece for our Pulse series on cancer.